Hello, it's Madge Weinstein here in a special on-location edition of Yeast Radio. I'm here with the fabulous and long absent from Yeast Radio, even though she wishes she could have been on Yeast Radio, but she's been acting out sexually, gentle audience. Here she is live from the Hollywood Hills, Berbatia Clemens.
That bitch is lying.
Please. I saw you bareback fisting that Star Jones in the gynecologist's office. This is so weird in person. We're not on the phone. I can actually hear you. How are we going to misunderstand each other?
Okay. Well, all you have to do is stick that vagina on your ears and it'll muffle the sound a little bit. Okay.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You look even more lesbian in person. Now, you were saying that Star Jones followed you up here to the Hollywood Hills or no?
Well, I did have a little adventure with Star Jones again. I was out here. I was coming up to the Hollywood Hills to go to Ben Vereen's house.
Ben Vereen?
Yes, Ben Vereen. The Ben Vereen from his Pippin days, not from...
Ben Vereen died long ago, Barbation.
Ben Vereen is not dead. Ben Vereen is still alive. He's up here in the Hollywood Hills. Now, we're near Mulholland Drive, where my lovely James Dean committed suicide in his car.
Can we go there?
We could actually go there.
But that's in the hills?
That's also in the hills.
Where's Beverly?
Beverly Jones.
Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Jones. Oh, that's right. That's that woman that I worked with at the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago.
Okay. Worked with what? In a sexual way, like turning tricks?
Yes, we turn tricks on tables all the time. We carried 12 meals out on our shoulders, and we made sure that the lemons were on the tables and the salt and the pepper and the bread baskets.
I like bread baskets. Who lives in that house there, Barbatia?
Oh, that's where Shirley Jones from the Partridge family lives.
Mrs. Partridge?
Absolutely.
She was also in Oklahoma, I believe. That's what they sing at Sidetracks.
I've never heard of her being in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Shirley Jones, Mrs. Partridge. She's the one that sang Oklahoma. Okay. What a fucking crap musical that was. So fucking Goody Two Shoes, Shotgun Wedding bullshit, don't you think?
I didn't know that the state was turned into a musical. What are you talking about?
Listen, should we just go around and point out, because you were going to give me a tour of the stars, right?
Yeah, bitch, come on.
Okay. Because you know where everybody lives in the Hollywood Hills. Where's that big Hollywood sign I wanted to rub my friend China on?
Well, bitch, you know what?
What?
I think it smelled the juices from your vagina and it disintegrated.
We're going to die! I feel like Grace Kelly and James Dean all in one. And Beverly Plange.
Oh, shit. What?
Where we at? Why am I speaking jive?
I don't know. It's the same reason why I'm speaking Jewish.
What? This is so cool. Look at this. It's like a little house down there. We're in this... We're in the middle of a hill. There's no light here. I have to explain. The Hollywood Hills. There's a big barbed wire fence. It says no plotzing. And I don't know where the fuck we are. I'm scared, Barbatia.
Well, that's how the stars like it. They like to have these places tucked up in the hills where nobody can get to them very easily. But at the same time, that's where a lot of the madness happens. Back in the 30s, they started to develop this area when the studios came out here. And they would have all these coke parties. And Fatty Arbuckle, he would have his parties.
Who's Fatty Arbuckle?
Fatty Arbuckle was a star of the 30s, and he had sex with this girl. And I think he eventually, there was a lot of scandal around it. I'm not sure if he raped her or if he killed her, but something terrible happened to her. She was a prostitute from the 30s. And Fatty Arbuckle had a lot of drama happen around that with his career, a lot of scandal. And so he lost his career because he had sex with this woman at one of these sex parties here in the Hollywood Hills.
Now, Fatty, what kind of name is Fatty? Is that short for something? Blubbercunt?
Blubbercunt, it's short for Louise Jefferson, and it's also short for Roseanne Barr.
Now, this is beautiful. What is this? More hills.
we're coming on to the other side of Hollywood Hills, and once we get to the bottom of it, we'll be at the what's called the Hollywood Bowl. Now, the Hollywood Bowl is very interesting because that's where all the big concerts happen, and it's huge, it's enormous, it happens outside, it's fabulous.
What's this? I see a big, it looks like a tar pit.
It's not necessarily a tar pit, but if you'll notice that the whole side of the hill is kind of browned over, like the grass has gone brown.
Like my underpants.
Absolutely. Some bitch is coming up behind.
Oh, damn, we're going to die. We're going to get arrested and shit.
Jesus. We're going to put on the hazard lights so those whores.
Put on the hazard. I feel hazardous.
Right, so those whores will know to go around us. Go around us, whore.
You know, this reminds me of that movie, Close Encounters of the First Kind. And look at these hills here. There's hills sloping up with little canals. What's that about?
Well, it's the canals are there so the water has a place to run off because in Hollywood, it's in the hill areas.
Golden showers.
Golden showers. You know, you got some big Hollywood stars with big cocks on them and they start peeing down the hillsides and houses start slipping down.
So now that Milton Berle is dead, who's the biggest cock in Hollywood?
Jay Leno.
No. With that huge... I hate his big face. It makes me sick.
It is kind of obnoxious, but the word on the street is Sandra Bernhardt had sex with him, and she has been noted... She noted that the cock was enormous. We're coming into Hollywood Hills Estates right now. This is where some of the bigger stars live. The wonderful part about the Hollywood Hills... I don't think I told you this, or maybe I told you this, and I'm repeating myself.
You may have.
But the bottom line is that it's right near the studios. Warner Brothers is down here. Universal City is down here. We have CBS Radford down here. That's where all the sitcoms are made. And then you also have this other place. Did I say Disney?
Yes.
Yes, Disney's down here too. Warner Brothers. Yeah.
Who lives there? Isn't that where Arnold and Willis live?
That's where Janet Jackson lives.
Really? How do you know?
Don't you see Michael sitting on the side of the house?
Oh, in the tent? Is that him in that tent?
Yes.
With the little boy and the Pooh Bear?
Yes. They started a slave trade of sex slaves, and they flew them in. There's the sex slave trafficking that happens over in third world countries. Now, this boy has been ostracized from his mother and his father. So there's no way to track him back. They don't even know the language to be able to sue Michael. So he's pitched a tent outside and he's having sex with this little boy.
I'm pitching a tent just thinking about all that business.
Yeah, bitch, let's get out of here.
Okay, cops, cops. Now, who's this with all the Christmas decorations? That's got to be somebody tacky. I think Rosemary lives there.
Rosemary Amsterdam lives there. And right next door here is where Beatrice Arthur lives.
B? Oh, I thought I saw a mezuzah on her house. Can you hear that yelling? Is that her?
Tevye.
Golden shower girls. And whose house is this? That's pretty.
That's where Irv Kupcinich lives.
Who the fuck is Irv Kupcinich?
He's a TV personality. Don't you know Irv Kupcinich?
No. Oh my God, it's too high. This is so fucking scary to me.
Isn't it scary being on the side of a hill and you're just going higher and higher and right next to it is just this big ravine?
I feel like I'm in a house song. Is this where James Dean died?
We're kind of close to it, you know, because can you imagine driving around this stone drunk out of your mind at like 120 miles an hour and you just fly over the side? See, now they got gates here because they know that people fly up across this curb. Now they have little...
I wouldn't stop Star Jones.
Yes, that... Well, see, that bitch is on an eating binge.
Okay, finally.
Know? Exactly. Now, we can actually, you know, lose her.
What's that? Pretty, oh, my God. Area protected by 24-hour patrol.
Ooh, that's somebody's house.
Oh, there's the Hollywood sign. Look. Look, the Hollywood sign.
We're not supposed to be going up there, but, bitch... If we get arrested, somebody's going to have to pay to get my ass out of jail.
Oh, honey, we'll just say we're from entertainment tonight.
Absolutely. Oh, shit, here comes somebody. They drove right up behind us.
Uh-oh. We're going to get killed.
Oh my God.
With the Sirius Satellites Radio. Look, a tumbleweed.
Let's hope you can get out of that, girl.
I think this is where they filmed Bugs Bunny.
I think so. I'm getting scared.
Roadrunner.
Some whore is behind me, and I'm not.
Let her pass.
She might live here or something. We got to get out of here.
Whose house is this, Herbatia?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I think this is Brian Gumbel's house. We have got to get out of here.
It's a tiny brown house. Why are you saying it's Brian Gumbel's? Because it's black. Oh, I saw a cactus. Oh, this cactus is scary.
And we're up on the side of the hills? Yes, when I
That's the sign.
Exactly. We got to get out of here.
Is that person still following us?
Well, they probably live up here.
Whose house is this?
I'm not sure. We got to get out of here. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Come on, relax. I got to still keep the tour going. I don't care. This ship, we're going to go down with this ship. Whose house is this?
Look, you can't be cock-blocking me unless you got money to get my ass.
Oh, this is the Hollywood Trailer Park.
Exactly.
This is where they put the black people, I think.
Exactly.
Where are we? This is hilarious.
These are little studio houses where people live that... different shows and things like that. And these people are still behind us.
Oh, great. Where's that lady from?
We're out of here.
Oh, great.
Where the hell are we?
Go ahead. Let him go, because I'm nervous. Oh, thank God. That was wasn't that Olivia Fig Newton-John and the Scientology gang? Look at her. She just died. Yay.
Oh, my God.
She crashed. You couldn't hear it, though, because we have soundproof something. Ooh, good. Just followed Olivia.
No, girl.
Was that Olivia de Havilland?
No, girl, because, you know, we can... No. No.
There's a driveway.
Why can't we get invited to the party? We're a little bit hot for old women.
Hey, look. You're white.
Yeah, I'm white, and I got a computer. We look like cops. Don't worry about it. My cunt top is open. Anybody with a laptop in the car and a microphone is a cop.
Well, girl, you're driving me crazy because these people behind you, they don't play out here. You know Rodney King had his little falling out here. Please.
That here?
Uh-huh.
In this part, not in the Hollywood Hills.
Isn't that interesting? The whole front of the garage looks like books.
It must be a bookstore, a gay bookstore. Probably one of those Craigslist glory holes.
Move that shit out of my way. I can barely... Move that shit out of the way. I can barely... Please.
Don't hit my shit.
Ain't nobody hitting your shit.
Look at the Hollywood sign.
This shit's been hitting me.
Now you fucking tell me.
Put it in the back seat. Or... I don't want to get lost. I don't want to get lost up in here because this is... Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Whose house is this? Whose house is this?
This is the Chinese checkers house.
What does that mean?
Just what it means. It's the Chinese checkers house.
I want to know where Ben Vereen lives.
We done passed Ben Vereen.
Did we? I meant Bobby Vinton. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here we are. We're at Barbara Eden's house.
Oh, look, no access to the Hollywood sign, not a through street.
Isn't that gorgeous?
So this is Mulholland Way. Wasn't there a show in Mulholland Drive?
Yes, there was a show Mulholland Drive, and we just actually came up Mulholland Drive. We were followed by a car, which kind of creeped me out because I'm still black.
But look at that tractor trailer there. It's a U-Haul. It looks like it's been there 30 years. Look at that creepy zombie coming at us with a knife.
Somebody might... It's all about zombie movies out here, girl.
Show me Jerry Springer's house.
Jerry Springer actually lives over in Bel Air. I don't think we have time on the tour to get to Bel Air and come back.
What about Joe Pesci? Tattoo, Hervé Villechaix. Where's Hervé Villechaix's house? Star Jones.
I'm not quite sure.
You suck at touring. You haven't shown me Hervé Villechaix's house. You haven't shown me Tattoo's house, Barbara Eden, Jezzo, or Ava Gabor's house. Or her husband, or that little pig, Oliver.
Madge, I just wanted to remind you that you're very low energy until you turn on the mic.
You made me eat a goddamn German chocolate shake.
Look, you are very low energy until you turn on the mic.
And why does that matter to the general audience with the theater of the mind?
Look, bitch, don't start with me.
I'm like a big sleeping pig. Exactly. Give me a microphone and it's like you just prodded me with it.
Exactly. This whore comes alive. Gentle audience, I want to tell you, this whore is on crack.
Slow down! We're going to die!
Exactly. We're on the side of the hill and this bitch, already her panties are starting to get wet. Slut. See, she got quiet. Didn't you see she got quiet? We're on the side of a hill. This, I'm going to drop this bitch.
Oh, no, you're not. Drop it like it's exactly. A lesbian.
I will open a door and deposit you down into a valley.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, slut.
Oh, there's Brian Gumbel's house again. Brian Gumbel lives in the...
Brian! Brian! I don't think it's home.
No, that's Jane Pauley's house. She's fucking him.
Hey, somebody's got to fuck her.
Look at how beautiful this is. Seriously, general audience. Yeah. We're not making this up. This is for real. We really are where we say we are. And that's... whose house is that?
Bitch, there is no house here. You can't... you cannot be making up no... Well, there's a house, general audience. She's like...
There's a whole bunch of houses.
Look, general audience, there's a house.
Oh, please. All you give me are fucking has-been houses. There's Ben Vereen, who's fucking Pippin. Shit, I don't care about Pippin.
General audience, we're looking at the side of a mountain, and there's a lot of lights, and this bitch wants to know whose house it is.
I want to know where all the desperate housewives live. The redhead.
I think she lives in West Hollywood, actually.
She's a man?
No, she's not a man.
Does she really live in West Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stars that live in West Hollywood because it's really trendy. Paris lives there, and she's got a house there.
She was my first sponsor on Yeast Radio, that fucking whore. In fact, she was my only sponsor I've ever had because nobody else is... She's the only one filthy enough to not mind. That says something, doesn't it? I actually like the Paris because of that. Let's go crash her house.
Bitch, I ain't going to Paris's house. People get arrested over there. Don't you know that she's up for... She's a witness to a murder trial? Shit, I go over to the house, I'll be affidavit and shit.
What murder?
Somebody was murdered recently. There was a theft and a murder, and she just got a affidavit to appear in court or whatever.
Oh, please tell me it was Star Jones.
Why are you obsessed with Star Jones? That
I'm obsessed for you.
Look, that whore is on my back all the time, coming after me. And every time we're in a quiet place and there's no Star Jones around, you got to bring up, what happened to Star Jones? What happened to Star Jones? Look, I hope that bitch died. Look, okay? I don't care if that bitch, like, fell off the side of the cliff. You know what I'm saying?
But you said that she followed you to one of those adult bookstores in Van Nuys.
She didn't follow me to no adult bookstore. She went to an audition. I had an audition today.
Where?
Well, it was at a place called West Side Studios. And West Side Studios is a commercial casting studio, and it was for a new TV show that's going to be on. It's called Pros versus Joanne. Now, what they have is they have these athletes like Karl Malone and, Ren and Stimpy.
I like the Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, all those people. They're going to be on there, and, they're going to be competing against regular Joannes like myself.
Joanne Worley, also?
Yeah, Joanne Worley, too. Okay, that slut will be there. And they'll be competing for different prizes. Like, we'll be doing football and stuff. I'll try to fake out, Karl Malone. That was my scenario. And, all of a sudden I'm in the room. I'm like, I'm doing trash talk with Karl Malone. I'm like, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, can you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo.
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 Oops, I went to a bathhouse and got AIDS.
Oh, eat it, whore.
Oh.
And, so, I'm in there like, somebody call 911 because I am on fire. And that bitch showed up.
No, she did not at your crowning then glory hole.
Absolutely. She showed up and she was like, she said, Katie, who was the casting director. She said,
Katie Holmes.
Exactly. Katie Holmes Taylor. She said, Katie, can I audition? And she was real nice and everything, which is what she does. She'll play off like she's real nice. And then all of a sudden, the bitch will bring out the fangs. So she was like, I'm going to do one-on-one with Berbatia. And, we'll do a scene, like we're doing trash talk, getting ready to do, like a scrimmage. And so she was like, her trash talk was like, Barbara Walters is one of my friends. Now what? And I was like...
Oh, like and, like that kind of thing, and...
Exactly. So I told her, look, I'm going to do a move on you called the porno star. So I took the ball. I was dribbling the ball. I was like, come on, Star, bring it, bitch, bring it. And I threw the ball up in the air. She went to grab the ball, and I pulled her pants down.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Did you see all the scars from the panisectomy, or did she still have the loose skin?
She had the loose skin. Shit fell down to her ankles. I was like, you know, bitch. She was like, fuck you. And she, you know what she did?
She sang a song?
She started braiding that fat, bitch.
Oh, no. How do you braid fat?
She corn-rolled it. I don't know. She corn-rolled it.
Whose house is that? That's huge. Oh, I think that's the skipper from Gilligan's Island. Looks like
it. Got little heaters so they can sit out on the patio.
Yeah, I think that's the skipper.
All year round.
Can we go up in there?
Look, I don't know why you asked me whose house it is and then you decide on your own.
You're the one that lives here, Cal. I didn't come here for my fucking health.
Hey, you want an answer? You're going to have to wait for it.
Well, the real question is, tell me how I look compared to how since the last time you've seen me.
Well, your titties were a little bit smaller back then.
So what you're saying is I'm fat and disgusting.
Your vagina was a little bit smaller back then. But, you know, I'm Burbacia Clemens. Big, black, bold, bisexual, bipolar, overweight, lesbian, blacktress. Every week, I've been off for
yeah, right. Months.
Well, hey, I peel open the pussy lips of Hollywood and let you have a peek inside. Woo. And,
you're forgetting something.
Move your leg, whore. I have no problem with your son.
You forgot something.
Now that's plump.
Again, please.
Again, but you know what?
You never, whenever you say that's plump, it's always when I have the microphone away from you or I'm talking over you.
Bitch, you act like you're paying. Okay. You know, and a prostitute.
Hey, who bought that wonderful meal at, where was it? Joe's House Astro, of Chinese Man.
It was Astro Diner in Silver Lake.
Oh, we gave him a free plug, too. It wasn't enough that we paid $6 for that fucking shit. Your nachos.
You know, it's like, what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say that's plump.
Yeah, that's plump. Now, look, if you were with a prostitute would have said, put the money up on the headboard. Right? First thing, would have said, put the money up on the headboard.
No, she would have said, pass the duct tape. I need to fix this shit.
She would have corn-rolled it for you, right?
I am saying.
Is it 24 minutes up?
I wish. We're at 22:45. So, I you want to hear my partial Bertha? Can I talk to you as partial Bertha, my new character?
Wait a minute. We're passing David Geffen's house.
Ooh, David Geffen.
Yes.
God, my anus is all quivering from that.
He's a movie mogul. We just passed RuPaul's old house because she sold that bitch and she's back in New York acting crazy like a crazy-ass whore. She was on a radio show for a little bit, but I don't know.
Oh, she's living in Lady Bunny's bathroom.
Bitch got fired. Exactly.
It's a shame what they do with transvestites.
Exactly. She was on this talk show. That's the reason why she went back there and the bitch got fired. She's living in Lady Bunny's bathroom for real?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know this?
I know Lady Bunny. I was just talking to her.
Bitch.
I was helping with her because her website went down, but she wouldn't let me help her fix it because I call her, and every time I call her, she's like, bitch, I'm turning a trick right now. I'll call you later, because she likes to suck dick. Okay. Puerto Rican.
Well, every week on Mrs. RuPaul's blog, she keeps saying, well, I have my own little apartment. I used to have my apartment.
She has a bathtub, she means. It's a tub. She has even the tub she has to share with that big fat lady. What's the big fat black drag queen that was on the making fun of Star Jones on the Petta commercials? She's got to share the tub with her.
Oh, God, girl. You must be making this up because she keeps saying, yes, I'm so busy with the movie and I'm so busy with this. And, you know,
she's lying. She can't make rent.
I just got my condo back. And,
you know who lives here in L.A. is Vaginal Cream Davis.
Yeah, Vaginal Cream Davis is really really big out here. She does a lot of shows and things like that. And my friend who I want you to does really creepy music and stuff like that. I want to get her on to the show. But she does a lot of shows for Vaginal Cream Davis. Her and her wife do this whole creepy Cabinets of Curiosity type of eerie music where they're like...
Oh, fuck, we went too long.
They look like little dolls and stuff. We went too long. Well, let's cut this shit off.
We'll have a pause because I can keep it long as I keep it fake at some point. So I'm just going to say bye now for the serious listeners. Serious listen, turds. Thank you for being with us. This show will continue on yeastradio.com. So this is the end of Yeast Radio. So that's plump, right?
Yeah, bitch. It's plump.
Okay, now we can continue talking for the non-yeast radio people. Talk.
Non-yeast radio? I thought...
Sirius before.
Okay.
Now we're done with Sirius, and now we're on Yeast Radio.
Okay, wonderful. Now we're riding out towards Hollywood...
Can you roll up your window? It's too much wind noise for the... Just do it. Christ, so complaining all the time with the faces.
You're a demanding bitch. Now, put the money on a dashboard, whore.
My pussy lips don't reach that far.
Hey, look, you know what? The heater would burn that shit off, okay?
I don't get it.
Exactly.
They're already dried like beef jerky anyway.
We're going down through towards the Hollywood Bowl. We're speeding down the hill. Usually you can just take your foot off the gas and you just roll down the hill. And go at top speeds. We're coming upon the Hollywood Bowl, where they have a lot of concerts and things like that in the summertime. The a world class Philharmonic is here.
Whoopi Goldberg lives here, right?
Whoopi Goldberg, yeah, she's got a cot somewhere.
Right in back of Ted Danson's house, I think.
Not anymore. After he did the whole blackface thing, you know, all of everybody in the black community was like, you know, kill him, burn him, kill him, burn him, kill him, burn him.
Oh, he died? I didn't know that.
Well, you know what? We just, you know, we let him burn. You know, he's not dead yet. We're just torturing him slowly.
Oh, right. Burn, baby, burn, disco inferno, that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
I'm Jewish, but I can be down with it. So I'm going to do Partial Birth. She's this new character of mine. I don't know if I should do this. Should I do this?
I don't know. I don't know who Partial Bertha is.
Partial Bertha is a participant in Reagan Fox's abortion cast.
Oh, okay.
And she talks like, okay, I'll do it. Hey, baby, how you doing, honey? This is Partial Bertha, and I'm a big woman.
Hey, Partial Bertha. How you doing?
Oh, girl, I done had too many abortions in my life. I've had sorrow. I don't want to do this. I can't do Partial Birth.
Go ahead and do it, whore.
I don't know what to say, baby. I'm just Partial Birth. I'm a big woman. I like chicken and beans. Sometimes I like Brussels sprouts. Greens. But once I fell in the water by the greens at the grocery store, and I fell in the greens water. But I sued them. I sued them, and I won $500 from the grocer. You ever fall in the greens water, bitch?
You didn't get enough money, girl.
What do you mean? How much you got from the greens water?
Hey.
Baby.
Hey, that's confidential, whore.
Oh, my God, look at that. Larry King. Oh, my God, it's a huge Larry King. Hunched over his microphone. Do you see it? Did you see it? A huge Larry King hunched over.
We're actually going down towards Hollywood and Highland right now, which is huge. It's where Ryan Seacrest has done a lot of his shows. They'll do a lot of MTV shows out on the patio of Hollywood and Highland.
Where did the homosexuals go to get their asses plowed?
Santa Monica Boulevard.
I'm saying.
But... on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, it's not there's street scenes that are filmed here for the industry, but for the most part, it's actually it's more or less a tourist trap. It's like, you know, Coney Island. It's like
a clitoris trap.
Absolutely, it's definitely just a tourist trap. It's where you'll spend the most money. L.A. is expensive, but it's like any other city. If you know the places to go, you can really live here inexpensively and really be able to enjoy the city inexpensively.
What the fuck is that thing?
That's one of the high-end restaurant at the top of Hollywood.
God, what is it? What's the rest of it, though, down there? That's crazy.
That's a mall.
Oh, my God.
On the other side of it is Grauman's Chinese Theater, where...
Oh, the famous place for the premieres.
Right, a lot of premieres are there, and it used to have a lot of different award shows there. Now they do a lot of that at the Kodak Theater, which is actually attached to it. And they do a lot of things at the Shrine Auditorium because it's a bigger capacity. We're looking to it. Ripley's, believe it or not, it's like right across the street here. Ripley's, believe it.
Remember when "not" was a big Saturday Night Live catchphrase? Wasn't that annoying?
Not.
Right? Do you think she has a big penis?
She might have a big penis, but you know, she looks like her, you know, LA, there's Mel's Diner right down the street there too.
Oh, that's Mel's. Where's Flo?
Exactly. Do you know, I know you're a Chicago girl.
Yeah.
But LA is one of these places where, you know, people have so much road rage because there's so much traffic.
Oh, sure.
Some people have guns in their cars and they will blow our heads off.
I could drop that and I would find it hot.
Okay. And then we'd find your ass dead on the side of the road.
Yeah, you got to die some way, right? Yeah.
That's true. But Hollywood and Highland.
Windows down a little now that we're here for Hanukkah. I got to get my swerve on, if you know what I'm saying here.
Hollywood and Highland is really interesting. We're going to take a right, and usually we'll go past the front of the Kodak Theater, which, you know, it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There's stars on the side of the road.
Star Jones?
See, there's a sign that says stars.
I want to see Star Jones walk on, like, spread out flat on the Walk of Fame, like rolled over by a, what do you call those things where you flatten people?
Right. There's Guinness World Book of World Records. Guinness is over there, which is really interesting, but it's very tourist trappy. There's the El Capitan Theater where there's a ton of Hollywood premieres.
Now there's the H&H store. What does that stand for?
Hollywood and Highland.
Oh.
She's a smart girl. I know, you went to Vassar.
Fuck you, bitch. Where'd you go to school?
I went to School of Life, Hard Knocks. I went to Bradley University, cunt, but I was stoned the whole time, so I wouldn't count that as being, like, you know, acceptable or actually, you know, prominent.
I went to Vassar with Nancy Reagan. Ate her out.
That's why she looks the way she does. You sucked the life out of her.
I'm saying.
Okay, now we're going to look very... Girl, please, girl. That bitch almost... Exactly, almost ran right into the front of the car. I want to kick ass.
What's all this Kiss FM shit?
Well, I guess they're having some kind of a promotion here tonight, so...
Chicken Little, that's for you, baby. You like the chicken.
Some kind of promotion here.
Oh, the Virgin Mega Whore. There's a lot of people on barrier cage.
Virgin Mega Store. People are waiting to get into Virgin Mega Store. There's probably some kind of star here doing some kind of a premiere or something like that.
Oh, it's Mariah Carey. I saw the sign.
Is it Mariah Carey? She's so hot. I love her. And you can see different people in costumes.
Look, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What's that about?
They just, some people just.
Oh, dress. This is the Chinese.
And she doesn't want to, like, look. Give me the mic, bitch.
Let me just say one thing. You can hold it. That's where I pay my mortgage, at the Chinese theater there.
Right. This bitch is so crazy. She's like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's what it is.
Go ahead, talk, bitch. I don't need the damn thing.
But a lot of time, yeah, I had to take the mic from the bitch. I think that's Grauman's Chinese.
That's Barbara Streisand's house.
Right. But a lot of people hang out in front of on Hollywood Boulevard, and some people, they're not paid or anything. They just like to dress up in costume. They're kind of into the whole, you know, Hollywood thing, and they just like to dress up in costume and stand outside. It's
stupid.
It's very weird. It's very strange.
Can you point the microphone at me when I'm talking?
God. You're much better at it, but, you know, I'm serious, gentle audience. This bitch, when she gets the microphone in her hand, she goes crazy. Here.
How come that thing looks like a potty? Doesn't it look like a potty or a booster seat? The bench is here, gentle audience. People in L.A. can't pee, so they have booster seats with urine holes on the bench.
Well, they're kind of, it's interesting because they actually look like they're segregated. Like, you have to, you know, if you're sitting on a bench, like, you have your own private area for the bench and nobody else can sit there with you. Here, take the microphone so I can shift.
She's crazy. She almost killed me. No wonder she had to buy a new clutch on Amazon.com.
Yeah, if you've heard this bitch, you know, try to follow this bitch when you're trying to drive, too.
Listen, I'm just trying to get you to tell me where shit is. I have to guess all this shit, where Star Jones was flattened on the Walk of Fame, where the Chinese people go to get their rent, their mortgage payments.
You're just afraid that you won't, that you'll lose your audience because you're not talking every second. Isn't that lovely, a little dead air?
I gave that up for you. I gave it up.
No, it's okay. I'm not saying that, you know. But, you know, you don't have to, like, give it up for me, but, you know. Give me a little.
Janet Gardner. That's James Gardner's house.
Yeah, right. That's James Gardner's house. Look, gentle audience, this whore does not.
She can't give a tour for shit. Of course I have to make up where the shit is. She doesn't tell me. Oh, sure. Imagine I'm going to give you a tour of the Hollywood Hills. But you have to guess where everything is because I don't fucking know because I'm a stupid bitch. All I do is count my chickens.
Here she goes again, verbally abusive. She's
down on my knees, sucking cock on Van Nuys Boulevard.
There she goes again.
Genevieve Van Cleef.
I don't know, whatever happened to that supposed straight guy that you interviewed and you just roasted her?
Who?
I don't know.
Oh, that guy?
Norm Haggisus or whatever.
He's on my show every week now, Norm Augustinus.
Oh, yeah, you roasted him, and then was that like some kind of a brandishing thing? You had to, like, put him through the fire or something and roast him?
You know how lesbians, a lot of the time lately, it's this new fad where lesbians like to beat up homosexuals. That's all.
You stuck on that bullshit again?
Fuck you, whore. Don't you have a pastor to eat?
What the hell are you talking about?
It was a reference to cows eating grass in a pasture.
Okay.
We don't have much juice left. Where are we going to now? I haven't seen one transvestite.
You just weren't looking close enough. You were talking.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Is that one? No, that's not one. Actually, we're across the street from Bristol Farms. It's kind of like a very high-end, she-she kind of... grocery store where you can get European foods from all over the world.
Urinated on.
Oh, my God.
Now, I hear that's the neighborhood where people, all the stars with hyphenated names live.
Absolutely. There's Rite Aid across the street. It's very it's fabulous because Rite Aid is like what Osco's and Walgreens is in other areas of the country.
And how is that fascinating? That's boring to me.
I'm just showing you what the differences are. It's, you know, you're the everyday man that's just there.
Where's Travolta's house? I don't give a fuck about some drugstore.
I'm lighting a cigarette.
So now we're in West Hollywood. I saw the sign. Thanks to my tour guide, no, not really. Not one transvestite, not one Travolta. I didn't see Oprah's house. I didn't see Jacques Chirac's Hill House.
Gentle audience, do you think the reason why she's on top is because she badgers her guest?
I have to talk when they don't have shit to say. When they lie to me and say they know where the stars are. She sold me a map of the stars for 50 cents. And I don't get shit. I just get driven around in a car for 3 hours, going nowhere fast. And then I have to watch her suck cock while I sit around filing my nails. Who's in that car?
Hey, look, you know, if you...
Ava Gardner, you whore.
If you weren't such a bitch, you'd have some cock to suck yourself.
Look, it's Tallulah Bankhead driving a police car. Hey. Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Drop it while it's hot. Drop it while it's hot. I'm fat. Blah. There's Whole Foods. You can go feed your hole there.
Bitch, get off of me.
Listen, we got to talk about something. My battery ain't run out yet. I guess I should end while it's still good, right? Or no, I'm going to see one hooker. Who are they?
That looks like some boxers or something, you know?
Briefs. Is that a gay?
I think so.
Hey, Pubie!
I think so. I'm not quite sure, but...
He was sauntering.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you tell between a cruisy gay and a stuck-up cunt gay?
I don't know. You're boring me.
Fuck you. Come on, then talk.
Here, take this.
You're boring the shit out of me. I can't talk, drive, shift gear.
Quit making those whale noises with your ass. Stop it, Barbacia. That's just too much. How do you do that?
I've got the... wait a minute. We don't want to get hit here, Horn.
Bitch is making whale noises with her ass while she talks. This is her claim to fame. Cow. Eat it. I got to talk. She's not even talking. She's on strike.
Thank you.
You're boring me, bitch.
No, you bore me to tears. You bore me to tears, whore.
Cry. Transvestite hookers. It's the internet. Everything boring is fun because people, there's nothing there. So don't worry about it. It's either me or Richard Simmons' exercise commercial thing where he interviews truckers, lesbian truckers, and they cry about because there's no vegetables at truck stops. I swear to God.
You're having an anxiety attack.
What's this, Fantasia?
You're having an anxiety attack.
I am now. Or...
Exactly. When you have an anxiety attack, you attack your guests.
Thank you, but I don't need a Dr. Phil, okay, fucking bitch?
Well, knock it off, whore.
No. So where are the trannies?
We're on Sunset Boulevard. No, we're on Santa Monica Boulevard. And here on Santa Monica Boulevard, we're nearing an area where there are transvestite prostitutes, but it takes time to get there. LA is enormous, and
like my Fred Gina.
Yeah. Okay. And so
it's a catchphrase, bitch. Go with it, whore. I ain't doing this for my goddamn health, you know. You are though.
Hey, you know I sure ain't doing it for no money.
Who bought you that fucking nacho?
Hey.
That I ate half of.
Yeah, exactly. My union contracts get me $500 a day. Some of them get me $500 an hour.
Not today.
Hey, exactly. I'm driving with you.
Look, I am not your hemorrhoid infomercial, okay? I know Jason Flatowitz loves to... He said he masturbates you every day when you play that doctor on the colonic commercial. Okay. Why didn't you tell me about that?
Look, you would come up with, look, I, look.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Can we go to Target? I need some of that menstrual medicine, the post-menstrual medicine.
I don't know. You jump out. I'm slowing, I'm slowing down the car. Jump out.
Uh-uh.
Okay, exactly. We're at the corner of La Brea and Santa Monica, and La Brea and Santa Monica is... in West Hollywood, and it's been developed into this like megatropolis here. It's got a huge mall, and there's lots of stores. There's the Carl's Jr. And it's
what's interesting about that.
It's a community place where people come and you know they're able to hang out together. And West Hollywood, when it got this mall, was just really like floored because it's the only mall that's in West Hollywood. West Hollywood for the gay and lesbian community is really intense because they have a gay mayor and, you know, it's a place where people really feel like, you know, they're welcomed and...
So you can build your own bears here and buy those crappy paintings. Are you a mall walker? Is that why you know so much about malls? Do you power walk?
Are you bitter?
That's not the question. When you do a show, you can ask me if I'm bitter. Right now, I'm asking if you power walk. Yes, I am, by the way.
I've noticed, Tor. Exactly.
Oh, just because you went to the gym, and I'm still in it and soaking in it.
That has nothing to do with it at all. We just passed some street hustlers, crack whores, and prostitutes.
What's that thing?
That is, I don't know what it is. I can't see it and drive at the same time without killing us both. So.
I think that's where Vicki Lawrence lives.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I saw a hooker.
I saw a hooker. Absolutely. Oh, thank you, finally.
Right at the place. What y'all doing? What y'all doing? Huh? What y'all doing?
We're interviewing people for a radio show. We're interviewing people for a radio show. What? To stay, join the club. This is all we got.
Baby.
She wants her room, did you hear?
She said she's... Exactly. Now, bitch, get off your high horse and come down to earth. There's some prostitutes out here who are like, we're not going to be interviewed. We need a place to live. Don't be coming up to us with some drama.
I am saying, why are you going to get me killed?
Are there a lot of prostitutes that hang around here?
What'd she say? What'd she say?
She ignored us and said something in Spanish. No prostitutes? Prostitutes hang around here? No prostitutes? No?
Okay. Don't
hey!
Just,
hey! Come here, hoe. Come here, girl.
Here.
We want... Wait a minute. Can you interview for us? No, okay. We look at the booty. Work it hard. Work hard. Okay. Come over here. Just tell us your name, girl. Pop it, bitch. Pop it. Okay. Wait a minute. Her pimp's coming.
Mm-mm. No. Next.
Her pimp is coming. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Is that the exit?
God, is this chitty, chitty, bang, bang? We're going to chitty it out of here.
Okay, Miss Thing popped at her. She was popping.
I'll take this.
Okay.
That girl had no ass, though. She was teeny.
Okay. She was ass and bones, girl.
Why didn't you warn me that you were going to start screaming at these whores?
Exactly. That's what it's... See, Madge is very isolated and lives in a very, very, you know... She couldn't hang with those fucking prostitutes. Now, if she started interviewing them prostitutes like she was interviewing them, they would have busted her in her mouth and gone on about their business, right?
Are we going to see more, though?
We might see more around this corner. There's a couple of little nooks.
But what did you say to them? Tell me how to interview them just so I know for next time.
Hey, booty, come here. What you doing? Yes, go ahead. Try it.
Hey, booty, what you doing here?
It's got to be more like, hey, booty, what you doing?
Hey, booty, what are you doing here?
Madge, leave the interview. No, bitch, leave the interview on to me of the prostitutes and the crack whores, okay?
When I am up the mountain, looking down and back on this last fiasco, I will wonder when exactly it happened. When precisely I should have known I could not rely on you. Should never have entrusted your cupped palm with a jittery and injured hummingbird of my heart. She, not actively seeking purchase or sanctuary, instead solitary and healing inside the flesh aviary of me. Reassurance felt like the softest nest on earth. Felt like it was worth the risk. You held your hand out and she leapt and landed. Now she is starving, shivering in your back pocket where you shoved her. Crumpled under a flyer for an event you never planned on attending. And I want to take her back under my wing. Place her in the rightful cage of my ribs, where I can protect her. When I look back, I will pinpoint the singular moment I should have known to run, backwards and away, left arm folded across the heaving of my breathing. When was it that you proved yourself to be certifiably unworthy? No better than to bend to you, who glorified my significance. I wanted to believe that you loved me essentially so badly that I would withstand all signs to the contrary. Tables turning so fast I get dizzy just listening to your rhetoric and resistance to my intuition. I know not to ever trust men with agendas, no matter how flattering the packaging. You, wrapped in angel light, my fluttering heart, susceptible to your cooing calls. No matter, you can't handle me. No matter. expect your answer. No matter, I rest assured you will disappoint like resurrection sugar, only hollow dissatisfaction. And when I back down, bowing my contralto down and out of the chorus of voices clamoring for your attention, it will be nearly imperceptible. I am practiced at the art of not mattering. One day I will bend time and space like rice paper, origami out the notch on the timeline where I should have watched for stop signs. But not today. Today I will rest inside the fatigue and shame of offering up too much to someone undeserving and afraid. I should have known.